This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, totally confused, but we'll get over it.
And it's more like we got up early enough, so they put us on.
Yeah. Nobody else wants to get up this early.
And we are joined by a virtual presence. Rochelle, are you out there?
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. And I'm up a little earlier than you, gentlemen.
That's right, because you're a couple time zones away, right?
That is correct.
Well, whose fault is that? Anyway, good morning. You're with iHeart Aviation. I almost said radio again. and we have Scott Ashton in the studio with us. Say something, Scott.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. All right, let's talk about iHeart Aviation, Rochelle.
Yes, hi there. Good morning. Yeah, so this is not my first rodeo with you guys.
But wisely, you chose to stay, five states away?
We apologize.
But I am there in spirit, and you guys still can't get away from me.
Yeah, okay. You know, we can say the same thing.
So iHeart Flying, we have a couple milestones here. One, we are celebrating our five-year anniversary, and we're doing that by offering our largest scholarship opportunity yet, with over $33,000 of scholarship funding and in-kind goodies that are going to be dispersed between multiple scholarship recipients.
Wow. Darn. I'm applying anyway. I don't care if I don't meet the requirements.
We've had four partners join in for this Industry Connect opportunity. Three veteran partners and one newest partner to bring this largest scholarship opportunity. We have Immaculate Flight, AEG Fuels, and we have our newest one, Paragon Aviation, and Dassault Falcon Jet. And you have Scott in your studio today, and he's actually one of our newest partners that is going to be donating four portable oxygen systems.
Nice. Very nice. You guys are really starting to gain momentum. Are you getting a good amount of applicants? Boy, that took a while to get out, didn't it?
Yeah, so we run each scholarship opportunity for a four-week period, and between that time, we get between 200 to 300 applications each time, and our application process will be going live this Monday, August 1st at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
That's a lot of people to sort through.
Yeah, well, luckily we have a great team behind us. We have a wonderful selection committee. We have 12 wonderful folks who have big hearts, and they donate their time, as well as all of our other volunteers that kindly support our organization.
And the goal is, the scholarship is to provide flight training from ground zero to private, or what?
So each scholarship opportunity is unique in and of itself. This particular opportunity is offered to women of all ages and for any level of license. So whether you're starting out as a private pilot, or you want to get your commercial rating or instrument rating, or even if you want to get an additional type rating, this opportunity is for you, because again, we're all coming together as an industry. That's why it's a themed scholarship opportunity called an Industry Connect opportunity, because we want to come together to help get more women in flight.
So yeah, it's like you said, you could be anywhere along the path. That's unusual. Most flight training scholarships are for flight training from zero to private or something like that. But you guys are actually like a follow-on almost.
Well, and there's several things that set us apart from other organizations, just like what you mentioned, of any level of license or women of all ages. A lot of organizations, only do like a specific age range that they'll allow to, sign up for their scholarships. And this is really about, diversity and inclusion and, considering women still occupy less than 6% of the pilot population. We need more women, and we need more pilots. So what can we do together to increase those numbers?
That's a noble cause.
Thank you.
Scott, as a sponsor, she approached you and said, hey, what do you want to do?
It is.
Because I'm sure she didn't ask. I'm sure she said, what would you like to donate to
us? It's very hard to say no to Lindsay and we think it's really important to support women in aviation and through all disciplines, whether it's engineering and STEM, mechanics, pilots, we think it's really important. Like Rochelle said, it's only 6% of the aviation industry is populated by women. And, you know, the more inclusive we are, the better we'll be as an industry. So we wanted to support that. We provided some in-kind donations and provided an portable oxygen system to each of the award recipients this year. We're really proud to be part of it.
I'm getting to the age where I need a portable oxygen system at sea level.
It's helpful to have here at the show.
Yeah, anything to help. So 200 applicants on average, that's a lot. That is, the word's getting out.
Well, and when I first started iHeart Flying back in 2017.
I remember that.
Yeah, and EAA actually was my first partner that, jumped on board with me to actually get the ball rolling. And that's why, with Air Venture being the backdrop of our biggest scholarship launch, again, brings back so many memories to say, hey, yeah, this is how I want to celebrate our 5-year anniversary. And whenever, again, I first started that, I was going through all those applications myself. So yeah. it's quite a lot of work. But at the end of the day, my goal was, somebody helped me get my private pilot's license, and it changed my life forever. I never thought I'd be a pilot, and I had the opportunity and the voice and the platform to help other women do the same thing, and I couldn't be in a more grateful position, and I'm so blessed to have iHeart Flying and the wonderful people like Lindsay and the volunteers and our selection committee and partners and sponsors and donors like Scott that come on board and believe in us and what we're doing, and they can see the impact we're having in the aviation community.
Okay, so you've been at this for 5 years. How many scholarships have you awarded?
So we have awarded so far 22 scholarships to 22 different women, over $120,000 in scholarship funding and training and support. And now with this new one, we're going to have over $153,000 that we will have awarded and 25 plus recipients.
That's amazing. That is amazing. And it's, like you said, it's given everybody a jump start, and we need pilots.
I was going to say, the women that have been awarded these, have they reported back to you with their progress?
Yes. So Chelsea Lotz was my first scholarship recipient in 2017, and we've still in communication with her, and we actually have recent updates from every single scholar, and we're going to be sharing those soon. So, just the progress on these girls' aviation journeys has just been incredible, and with their follow-through and communication and gratefulness of, the opportunities that have been awarded to them, it's just been, I just can't even tell you just how it makes you feel. I mean, you can't put a dollar amount on how that makes you feel to see that you're changing people's lives and making a difference.
Yeah. Have you had reactions like, I was at a total dead end because I couldn't afford to go any further until this scholarship came along?
Yeah, I mean, when you're going through the applications, and mind you, the application process is very strict, very strategic. They're all blindly graded, and they're based on merit only. So you don't see any information. You're just, going through a grading process before we get to the finalists. And, you're reading the stories and journeys and, the essay questions of all of these, women. And it is quite humbling, to say the least.
And do you relate that back to your own experience? Like, yeah, I did that too?
Sure. I mean, absolutely. Because, when you first, whether you're first starting out or, getting a new rating or whatever you're doing on your aviation path, there's challenges. there's setbacks. And, you can't just be the perfect pilot and know everything about everything. And it's all a process. It's all a journey. And, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that resonate between, each candidate.
Have you had any, make it all the way to their dream yet? I mean, are they all still working along?
Yeah, actually, one of my most recent scholarship recipients, Chelsea Montgomery, she just got a huge type rating in one of her dream jets. So she's going to be flying corporate, and I mean, I thought that was pretty incredible. Rachel King, she was one of my most recent recipients also. She actually started her own aircraft detailing company to raise funds for her flight training, and she is just blowing through her ratings. And interestingly enough, because one of our partners is Immaculate Flight, who, you know, continues to step up their level of involvement every year. And so, you know, it's not only just their dream job, but we're also mentoring, connecting, you know, our recipients with other industry professionals that could even further their career. So there's all different facets that, you know, this isn't just a one-stop shop with iHeart Flying. You know, we have a continued relationship with everybody that we've either spoken to, whether it's a recipient, a finalist, anybody that's applied, and, you know, that's what we're here for.
Okay, okay. And Scott, as a new sponsor, what are your goals? I mean, why did you decide to get into this obviously very worthy cause?
Well, Lindsay called me up and asked me to participate. We looked at the scholarship program and thought that this is a really important thing that that they're doing, to provide these scholarships for women in aviation. And that's something as a core value, as an ethos thing that we're very involved with. I'm president of our EAA chapter, and we have a youth build, and I'm a young Eagle pilot. So bringing more people into aviation is something that's very important to me personally, and I'm proud to support it.
Okay, very good. Real quick, Rochelle, how do I find out more about this? Should I want to apply?
Yeah, so make sure to give us a follow at iHeartFlying on Instagram and Facebook. That's IHART Flying. And same thing with our website. You can sign up for our newsletter so you don't miss out on any of our scholarship opportunities at iHeartFlying.org. That's IHART Flying.org. And applications, again, go live this Monday, August 1st, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Very good. Rochelle, Scott, I want to thank you both for joining us. And this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.